That time for me to bid you a fond good night. And I want to remind you to have a fabulous weekend and don't forget to slow down and love someone. You're listening to Delilah, Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation in a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Let me grab my car keys and we'll roll.
We still going to that new bar downtown?
Yeah, supposed to be fun. Lexi, give me driving directions from home to downtown bar district.
autocorrect, suggest Uber, pick up, home, drop off downtown bar district.
No, I'm driving.
Suggest the Metro bus, departing in 12 minutes.
Point taken, Lexi. We'll grab a ride.
If you drink, don't drive. Decide to ride. Brought to you in partnership by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber.
LifeSource is turning 40, and they invite you to celebrate with huge savings. For their 40th, LifeSource is offering water systems at the lowest prices of the year. For a limited time, you save hundreds of dollars or more on a LifeSource water system. Call 1-800-WATER-99 or visit LifeSourceWater.com.
Taste and feel the difference. LifeSource water systems.
Warranty limitations apply.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses, in case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
Fentanyl overdoses are happening at an alarming rate in Sonoma County. Laura shares her tragic loss.
My son, Kian, was 30 years old. He passed away last summer. He had struggled with the opioid use disorder for several years. In 2018, got into rehab and had been sober ever since. He was actually working as a manager for a facility when all this happened.
So how does fentanyl affect decision making?
He was somebody that knew a lot about drugs, had worked with a lot of people that had struggled with fentanyl. Mm-hmm. He had never used it before.
How dangerous is fentanyl really?
Fentanyl is just so strong. It's 100 times stronger than morphine. The way that the drugs work on the brain, they really shut down your prefrontal cortex, which throws off the brain chemistry entirely. Decision making is poor.
Learn more at onepillsonoma.org.
Imagine waking up in the morning and discovering your child has a high fever, can't eat or drink, and is so lethargic she can't walk. Now imagine realizing that you don't have the necessary $5 to have her seen at the local medical clinic. Or imagine holding your son who's burning up with fever from malaria and not being able to spend the $12 on medicine that would save his life. This is a reality for mothers every day in a refugee camp in West Africa. That's where I spend my vacations, working with those parents and children in an organization I founded years ago called Point Hope. Thankfully, we've made a huge difference with your help. We're providing fresh water, nutrition, medical assistance, education, skills training for adults, agriculture and horticulture education, and many, many more services to build a strong community for a population devastated by war, disease, and poverty. To find out how you can help, go to pointhope.org. Be a voice for a forgotten child today. That's pointhope.org.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. And the night goes by so very slow. Oh, I hope that it won't end though. Alone.
Is this Alexandra?
Yes, it is.
What can I do for you tonight?
I was wondering if you could play a song for me and my boyfriend.
What's his name?
His name is Henry.
And what do you want to tell Henry tonight?
Well, we've been separated for about a year and a half. He's living in another country right now, and so we hardly ever get to see each other. We're still very much in love, but it's really tough because we spend so much time apart. So I love your show, and I was just wondering if you could pick a song, just something special.
Okay, well, where is Henry living?
He's living in Turkey right now, actually.
Why is he in Turkey?
He actually is playing sports professionally. They have basketball there, and that's where he signed a contract to play this year. So it's hard, but it's a good opportunity for him. It just makes it difficult, but I love him so much.
How tall is your boyfriend?
6'4".
So there, he's probably the Jolly Green Giant here. He's not that, you know. He's not up there with Shaq.
No, I mean, he's a very good basketball player, but there are some big guys over there, so I always pray that he won't get hurt.
Are you thinking of packing up and joining him in Turkey?
I don't know. We'll see. I hope to get married soon, honestly, between me and you.
Just between us. It'll stay between us. Yeah.
Of course.
Alexandra, how old are you?
I'm 23.
And what's your career? What's your chosen profession?
I'm in journalism.
Well, see, Turkey would be a great place for you right now.
Yeah, so
what's your problem, girlfriend?
We'll see. Hopefully something will open up there and I'll learn to speak Turkish or something.
Alexandra, good luck, sweetie. Let me find a good song for you, and I hope you're reconciled someplace in the universe soon.
Thank you, Delilah.